Fretfield Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti at Cannes 2015, and today I'm joined by Gia Giankin, here in competition with The Mountains May Depart. So Gia, I want to ask you about the song at the beginning, so absurd and yet so impressive as an opening.
对，因为这首歌90年代开始在中国流行，那个时候我正在读大学。
So definitely the reason why...One of many reasons why you go west is because not only, as you mentioned, that this is a very, very popular song at the time, but also it is my college memories that I was in college at the time. And during that time in China, we had a lot of dance club, including disco club. So I would go to disco clubs and then people will listen to the song. When the songs came up, everyone will actually get onto the dance floor.Hand in hand, and we will dance in synchronization. So for me, it's definitely a very, very fun memory. When I realized that I want to somehow start the movie in the year of 1999, I immediately think of this song. And not only because the songs mark that particular time period, but also 1999 also represents the time in China that you see dramatic transformations, not only economically speaking, but also technologically speaking. So technology such as mobile phones, such as internet, really completely changed the landscape of interpersonal relationship, how people relate to each other, how people make connections with each other. So that's why I decided to start the film in 1999, and that's also the reason why I used Go West to start the film.
So
to me, I really think thatThe reason why it resonates with the young people at the time, it's not because of the lyrics, because I don't think that a lot of people actually understand the lyrics, but definitely it's the rhythm, it's the beat, it's the melody, somehow touch people in such a way that to open up their imagination for a freer life, for a better life, something is in the air that changes are coming, and then everyone is very, very excited about it. So I definitely think that's the reason why it was so popular at the time during the end of the 1990s, and not because of lyrics, not going west per se, but it's going somewhere that we want to go somewhere.
But the rest of the film can be seen as a protest against going west, against the Americanization of China.
对，我觉得最少是一种反思。对，最少是一种反思。我觉得
I definitely think that there's a level of introspection, looking in terms of in China as a society, and also the people in China, how this economic-driven, money-driven society completely changed the value system of the people and also the society. And I think it's very, very singularly only focusing on money. And with that, you will also see the reflection of that with the decisions people make about their emotional lives, about their choices and options and, in terms of their romantic relationship. In this particular case, between the fathers and mother, the mother actually decided that because the fact that the father actually can afford a better life materialistically and also financially, she decided to let the father to raise the kids going forward. So I do think that without realizing that, actually because of that singular decision, completely changed the life of this particular young kid, and he turned out to be someone who had a lot of issues and problems in his life. So I do think that in a way, from this angle, I really want to use the emotional experience and the emotional connections that through these characters to demonstrate how not only overall the society, economically speaking, technologically speaking, completely changed the landscape of human relationships, especially emotional connections. Could be between lovers, could be between partners, could be between parents, could be generational from the fathers and parents to with the children. And I do think that is the one focal point of the movie that we really want to, hopefully, that the audience will understand.
The film structure also reminds me a bit of the 19th century novels, with the capitalist and the worker fighting over a woman. But all in all, why did you want it to make it so vast?
首先这个我觉得跟我个人的生活经验有关，因为我觉得
So I do think that since I want to examine and have a closer look about the human relationship, especially emotional connections among different individuals, I need to somehow put together a very, very wide span of timeline in order for me to see the evolutions of how emotions changes and how emotional connections and relationships change over time. And that's why you have these three different episodes or three different chapters. And starting with 1999, that they fell in love and everything is, you know, sweet and romantic and innocent and almost like the universal love stories that you see everywhere. But then when it evolves to 2014, you really see that the flavors and the taste of love started to change and transform itself into maybe bitterness, or people start to realize the actual reality that they have to deal with, and then moving on to the future, 2025. So I do think that it's sort of echo my own personal experience, how I experienced the different connections and emotional relationships I have in my life, and I just hope. I just want to show that the progressions and evolutions of emotions throughout different period of time, from you as a young person to you as a middle-aged person to you as an elderly person.
In terms of actually the structure itself, so the three parts, it's just a kind of question in relation to the end, the very end product and the beginning itself, because I kind of imagine almost that you had much more for each single chapter, and then at the end of it, the final cut is actually a sort of the last envision. It's the product of some sort of synthesis of a selection to then exactly express these emotional connections. So I just wonder if he envisioned the film as exactly was cut at the very end, or rather he kind of decided all throughout, and at the end he had the material that we see.
基本上就是这个电影的行程比较特别，就是首先
So actually, the film started in year 2000 when I had my first mini DV, and I decided to really play around with these toys, and I didn't have a plot in my head. There's no narrative whatsoever. So myself and my cinematographers, we just took this mini DV everywhere, aimlessly just taking different material, different shots, and it's been put aside for a long period of time now. I revisited those footage that I took it in 2000 and really inspired me to want to make a movie about the materials that we have gathered throughout the years. And when I decided to do a film about human emotions and human connections, and, I immediately thought about those footage that I had made before. And I do think that it is something that somehow captured the individual and collective memories of the people during that time, and it's almost like a living document and a living archive of our past. And when I start thinking about this particular script and writing about a script, I have very, very clear intention of incorporating those footage that I got in the past into this film. And this is probably the only time that I actually stick to the script that I have written, and so not much actually has changed from the beginning product to the end products, and so it's probably very unique in that sense.
So do you think that the Chinese younger generation is a bit like Dollar, forgetting tradition and even his own language?
So
I definitely think that right now, as we in a contemporary China, I don't think that in terms of the distance or the loss of their roots or language is as severe. That's the reason why I'm setting this story in 2025, not as a prediction, but as an possibility that this might happen in the future. And I do see that there's a trend not only within China but also for the immigrant families outside of China. So if you see those the people inside China, in China right now, contemporary youth, I do see the trend of progressively less skilled in reading and writing, especially for Chinese literature. They don't even have much interest in reading Chinese literature, let alone histories and cultures. So I do think that you can see that playing out right now as we speak. Not only that, if you look into the immigrant families outside of China, you also see the trend of parents sending children away to another countries and with very, very a lot of pressures for them to assimilate to the local culture, to the host cultures. And then, of course, because of that, they started to somehow forget about or not even interested in their mother tongue. And I think this is a very, very shocking development. And if you think about this idea of the relationship between the mothers and the son, for all families, if you cannot even speak your mother's tongue, how are you going to communicate with each other to form that bond that should be the most intimate bond that you can have between two individuals? But because of the loss of language, because of that, then they won't be able to communicate with each other.
Also, in terms of emotions, the father and son relationship is appalling. If there is no communication, there is also there's no love. So the consequences are really apocalyptic.
So that's
the reason why I definitely thought of it as more pessimistic way of how the world might develop. But at the same time, I set it in the future, just almost like a warning. Hopefully, because of that, then we won't go down that route and we will make other choices to avoid something like this to happen in the future.
And this was Jia Zhengke for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.